Rishami Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah in the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Mishnah continues with another difference between two different levels of Tumah Zav. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Zav Aroya Shtei Rios L'Aroya Shalosh. There's no nafkamina between a Zav who saw two Rios or three Rios El Karban, except for the difference of a Karban. Says the Karban Eida, Rabbi Yom Echad, whether it was for 1 day or 2 days, one day after each other, or three Rios, whether it's 1 day or 2 days or in 3 days, doesn't make a difference if it's two in 1 day. There's no nafkamina except negeya to the din of carbon, to what type of carbon he would have to bring in the Gemara, and of course qualify what are we talking about. There's different carbonos that one have to bring, depends how many times one had, says the Mishnah. Ain bein mitzara the muskala mitzara muchlat. You don't have to meet between a mitzara, a confined mitzara, or confirmed mitzara. Someone who was put to quarantine without confirmation that he has, that was mamash, the kohen confirmed that he's a mitzara. But priya b'frima, only of getting his hair grow and ripping his begadim while he's tameh, is a nafkamina, whether it's completed, whether it's finalized or not. That's the only nafkamina. There's taka siporim, gabi shaving, shaving, and the birds that were used that need required to become tor. That's the same thing. The process is the same. There's no nafkamina. And again, both of them, Torah says, nirpa nega tzaras mina tzarua. Doesn't make a difference. If you're nirpa tzara, kumuskar zayyam, he has to separate, and you have to have the carbon with the birds. And that's the same for both, which either level a person is on. So the Gemara tries to explain the loss of Zov. I'm Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, the Rabbi Elezer. This sheet is the meat teacher of Rabbi Elezer. The Rabbi Elezer says, even upon the third emission of the Zav, we have to bring the Boydik him to examine to see whether it was something that happened directly, naturally, Machmaziva, or from some other reason. Because of the carbon. It's nafkamina on the carbon that you bring. Depends, will be, if you saw two Rios Machmaziva, is a difference whether you have to bring a carbon or not. So that's it. We have to go determine, as it says, whether the third emission was insignificant, was a different type of emission, external emission, then it's not going to be a requirement of the carbon. Is not going to be the same. Rabba Kuntra Banan. The second emission was caused by an oinus, something outside, not an internal thing, then it has no effect, and he's tor, he's no dinziva, shish matonis mitame. But the third becomes something from oinus, from an exterior, then he is mitame, and then he goes ahead and he has to bring a carbon. So even if the second one was not, but the third one does become an external ria, me oinus, he has to go bring a carbon. How could you say to Rav Elezer. It's not only Shita Rabbanon, you have to say it's also Rav Elezer agrees. We learned in a Brice, and Rav Elezer, lo sosu amati. I didn't come to say that if he does the third examination, that it's Mevatel, the original counts, and that there's no more of a count of Ziva, and that we have to start from the beginning, Elisha Kobin, the Abi Kobin. I never said that we don't consider the first Ziva that he has as not considered part of the count, but Mevatel, the whole counting. At least the Abi Kobin is different. So it's even according to Rabbanon, him, not only according to Rabbanon. So Gemara says, Lamati Shain Sov Listabo. I never said that a Zav is not a Zav that cancels over the original counting. All I said, again, it's only the Gabi Din Karban. I never said that if he has a different Riyah, an external Riyah, rather than the first would be, I never said it cancels out the original counting, the original counting of the Ziva, the 7 days. I only said that it's not Seisa that 7 days, it's just the Gabi Karban is different. So Mela comes out. Since Rav Elezer never said anything like Gabi undoing the count, you don't bring a carbon in such a case. Then has to be the mission going to everybody. Either way, the same halacha applies that you have a din of assess. You have to count 7 days. You came into Rav Elezer. But if you say that the sheet is Rav Elezer dafka, this neshniya. You should say the second one was bestira, that you had a different, an external examination for low carbon, but not like Abedin carbon. But it doesn't say that. Shisha bestira carbon. It says both third are both bestira and a carbon. Mashma, that's the same malacha, that we continue both of them together. So therefore, obviously there's a difference. So the Mishnah is not only talking about a quanta of Rabbanan, even a quanta of Zera. It would come out everyone. And Rabbanan would agree also that it's a change and the carbon is not the same carbon. If the third one, if one of the three or the third one would not be considered a natural ziva. So the Gemara says, El al daiti Rav Elezer. As bekon Rav Elezer, Roshtayim b'shoyfi achat b'koshi. If you saw two emissions, one was a natural, and the other one came out through external factor, b'koshi, because of external reasons, then Caesarus, it taka apostles of 7 days, and they'll bring a carbon. That he holds, that if you have the two, and one of them is different than the first one, it's b'oinis, When it's below Yonis, when it's behind us, it's not a count of 7 days, Zava, and there's no Din Karban either. I'm reviewing the Mesis Mishnah Adam. We said the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's two people. What does that mean, two people? Two different. One is Tame because he had two Ziva missions, and one is said Tame because he had three. Mishnah is telling you that there's no difference between the one who has two and one has three. Only got to be Din Karban. I'm not talking about one person had two or three Rios, but he learned. Reviewing learns the Mishnah speaking about two separate people, whether one had a person had two Rios or three Rios. I'm Rav Kanina, Mesis Amakain, I'll bring Uriah, the Mishnah says. Amen. So the Sir Milklet. He's not enough to be between a mitzayra that's confined or a confirmed mitzayra, a priya prima, letting your hair grow and cutting your bag, ripping your bag. God's storm and cutting up and supporting the birds. Hadam shebed amakamin. If Tomei, the case of two people, it makes sense. It makes sense that the halacha would be. It's an afkamina. In Tomei Yadamakam, we're talking about one person. It's the Ein Beharis Gedola Beharis Katana. And you should say the difference between a large Beharis and a small Beharis. But tell me the difference between one person, whether it's confined or separated. It depends. If it's a small Beharis, we don't confirm it. We only confine him until we see if it grows. And the other one, if it's big, we already confirm it. So just say a difference. An afkamina is between Beharis Gedola Beharis Katana. If it's one person. Must be that the Mishnah's case is also talking about a mitzvah, it's also two people. Just like we're saying over there, the case by it's two people by a mitzvah, it's a ras, it's two separate people. Then, same thing we were talking about by Zava, same halacha applies, man, to one person, two people. That's the way to read the Mishnah. Both the ration is safer, both cases are talking about two different people. So up to Mishnah. Mishnah says, Akasha, not as a kapurka, but Bitok Hesker. What if the tzara spread over his entire body while he was confined? And Mer said, then, Mer says, the halacha is then he became Tama, he became Tar. Do we say that the he's Mechuyif to bring a tzipara, the bird, just like confirmed Mitzara? If we say that the tzara spread during his confinement, before he was confirmed, do we say he's mechuyev the same din carbon as if he would be confirmed as a mitzayra? You have to bring a carbon. It's the same halacha applies. He does have to require the tzipora bird, the two birds, just like a regular confirmed tzipora. He doesn't enter. No, he doesn't. If it's not confirmed, it's only confined. It doesn't have to go through the process of bringing the birds. I'll bring a raya like of Yochanan. He's a raya of Yochanan. Minat Saruah. It says Minat Saruah. Lavia says a perch of Bekulo, Shiatar and Siparim. Who's Minat Saruah? The person whose Saras was over his entire body, that person that's confirmed that he's a Mitzayra, that person has to go ahead and bring the birds. But somebody but wasn't from confirmed, that considered spreading over the whole body, and therefore we would not have to go ahead and bring the bird. Person who becomes Torah without becoming Mitzur, without even becoming confirmed, yet Allah is on him, yet Allah is Torah, he has to bring birds, person who became Torah and he had confirmed Simonim, and then became, of course he entered them, of course he has to bring it. What does Torah have to tell us for? Of course he has to bring Tziporim. If you bring Tziporim, even if you're not confirmed Tziras, then if you're confirmed, you surely have to bring Tziporim to be undone. So it's a Kavachayimah, what do you need the pasuk for? The man says, no, I need the pasuk. Halasham is Baishnei Shavuos Yachiyach, bring a raya of a person who had teras over 2 weeks. It didn't spread the whole body, but he had teras that spread, that lasted for 2 weeks. So what do you halach? He becomes tar with his simonim, yet halach, he doesn't have to bring birds because it wasn't spread over. It didn't spread over his whole body. What about someone who goes and spreads the whole body? Even though it became tar because the symptoms now are completely on him, and he finished the time, finished the days, and told you to bring superm. You have to bring You see, the Torah is telling you that you have to bring it's a ras, it's over the whole body. You have to bring tiparin, whether it was confirmed or not confirmed. Once it's over the whole body, you have to bring. The Torah is telling me it's a ruah. You have to bring it. So what do you see? If you tell me the case that person became Torah from confinement without confirmation doesn't require, then the Yisvani the Brice have a chilek and say I have a shock of the kalvachoma. He's not kalvachoma. I'll bring a raya. A raya the cases that if you got over the whole body but you weren't confirmed, there's no din tzipara. You can't have a kalvachoma. You can't say kalvachoma. You have to bring a tzipara. No, I'll show you a case. You don't bring a tzipara. The mutavashi prikalapirikos. Did you see the case? You're not better. Go ahead. You argue in a case where you can. You're slugging up in a case of tzaras. You'd spread to the whole body. Two cases spread to the whole body. Two cases that are confirmed and not confirmed. Lo amila, but not a case where I'll be the brokes. We just have a small size over the entire body. So you're comparing two cases where your tzaras is of a little piece of the body or the whole body. Why you'd rather two cases that spread over the whole body? One confirmed, one muklat, one muskar. You look is by both cases. You need tziporim. One of the other case. If I say, so must be of Yochanan is telling you, the Bryce is not talking about that case. So Elamai, the riot of Yochanan, that Yochanan that you don't bring tziporim. I'm not going to be another riot. I'm saying, Yochanan, okay, my sister, learn to the Bryce, a tonic question. Lloyd, didn't we say, Aloka, the Mahatar, Sheba, Niklo, Kalita, case of Lloyd, case of the person had the birds. He was never subject to confirmation. He didn't require the bird because he never was required to be confirmed. The person who goes ahead with Saras spread, and now he needed to be subject to confirmation that he's Mitzaras. Now he has to go stay overnight to see if it's spread, if it's over the whole body, if it remained. He was subject to confirmation. He should have a request. Of course, he should have a bird. The Tana says that you don't have to have it. Why not a kavachomer? If madach, if it's spread over the whole thing, you're a kaiyat ziparim. Then surely, if you're niskak lekaluta, you have to have a bird. Surely, if you spread over the whole body, you'd have to have a bird. You're required to have a bird. So the Chavir advice is you do need a bird. So Yochanan said that Ashita, you have to have it. You have to have tziparim. So the Chavir is correct. Ton tziparim in all cases. So the Gemara says no raya. I'm Rav Yaakov out to sofa Messiah of Yelazar. The end of the mission is really right to Rav Yelazar. The other way around. I told him to kask. A person became tar while he was confined before it was confirmed. Parted me priya mefrima talkas at tziparim. He's parted from letting his hair grow and cutting his hair and cutting his clothes and the bird. He's parted molidak. It was never confirmed tziras. Commander and kanyamin al kibib frigos. As long as we're discussing the spreading of the tziras over the mitzvah's whole entire body, but it wasn't confirmed yet. The halacha still applies. He does not require any of these things because it has to be confirmed that it was it's a whole over the whole body and confirm that it's a tzaras, not just that it's confined, but it's confirmed in order to be able to sell us. And as a shita Rav Elazar, that in Chanami, that you would have to bring a tziporim in such a case. It may require tziporim like Rav Elazar's case, not like Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara, so we have this Makal Yochanan with Lakas Lagabi, a person who's confined and spread over the whole body. Whether you need tziporim or not, you weren't confirmed. What are they arguing with Lagabi? Whether you have to bring birds over that spread over the body, but you weren't confirmed yet. Just you were confined, but you weren't confirmed. I will love you, Kabbat, a carbon, you have to bring a carbon tzaira. Everyone agrees you don't bring a carbon. Only Makal is you bring a tzaira, and both Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan both agree you don't have to bring a carbon. So what's the Gemara bringing a raya for? So my Tanachin, the talk of the Brisa says, "B'shviyi galach yishmini avi." The seventh day he shall shave, and the eighth day he goes and brings the birds. He brings the carbon. He brings the birds. My studies that the halacha is you have to bring the birds on the eighth. You have to bring the carbon. I should tell you, "Skach mevi carbon." Who brings a bird? Who brings the carbon? Only knows they required the galuach. But if you don't require galuach because you weren't confirmed, you were just confined, then you wouldn't be put there from a carbon. So you see, a confined mitzayra is spread over the body of the whole body. It doesn't have a din of galuach. There's no din carbon because carbon galuach. Carbon is tied to the halakha of giluach. So the Mishnah, that we said, look, where do you see it from? Whoever says Mitzvah has to let his hair grow and rip his begadim, it says all the days should be on him. Means it's totally on his day. It means all those days, the Tumah has to be on him. The days that he's confined. Not a Tumah that's counting the days. Not that the Negah is. The Negah is gone already, but you just have to count it 7 days anyway. No, it's on my case where the Negah is visible. You could see it for the 7 days. That's what we say. It's confirmed that you have to rip your bag and let your hair grow. That's what the Gemara says. That's where you see it from. We want to know, where do you get that from? How do I get done pre and kamima? Do we understand that pre and kamima that you have to let your hair grow? Because why not? Where do you get that look that you also put them that? You can't see put it. You're not mechuyev yet pre and prima because you're not confirmed as a mitzvah. But how do you know you put them in the galachas of tziparim during the process? So Gemara says, "Lezer b'shem Rav Shammai, so stia Torah sam mitzvah biyoyim stayed on the yom yom es shu matami mitar biyom echad. Those who matami to one day who confirmed. Those are the who confirmed mitzvah. Those are the people have all these requirements. Those who's confirmed are not to say just confined, but not confirmed. Mitzvah therefore becomes Torah. There's no din of tzipar, no din of telachas. You become Torah right away, and all the requirements of a tzaras of being segregated, and the requirements that you have to do to be pareya and geluach does not apply in such a situation.